弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
来，我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you with full heart.
每次我们站在你的面前，我们就知道我们是不配。
As we stand before you, we know that we are undeserving.
我们也没有办法达到你的要求。
We cannot reach your requirements.
但是你自己却拣选了我们。
But you have chosen us yourself.
你给我们新的生命。
You give us new lives.
让我们能够活出你自己的样子。
So that we may live out your example.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把今天这一段时间仰望在你的手中。
Today we commit this time into your hands.
愿你自己的话在我们心里面做工。
May your words work in our minds.
让我们真的是能够激动我们的心。
So that they can stir up our hearts.
我们更愿意的认识你。
So we may want to know you more.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我的题目，请你们翻到约翰一书哈，第二章二十五节，二十八节。二章二十八节。那我的题目是说，我是蒙慈爱的儿女吗？
The topic is, am I children of God?
这是我读经的时候我问我自己的问题啊。
This is a question I ask myself during my devotion.
我读经的时候我喜欢问我自己问题。
I like to ask myself questions as I study the Bible.
好像我是不是蒙慈爱的儿女。
For example, am I a child that has been loved by God?
好像我是不是谦卑。
Or am I humble?
好像我是不是骄傲。
Or am I proud?
所以我有的时候我就用这个，用我自己想的题目，然后来做题目哈。
So sometimes I think about the questions, we use them as topic for my sermon.
我也希望你们能够思想这个事情。
I hope you also think about this.
我们从圣经上面看到的时候，我们要思想我们跟主的关系。
As we see, read the Bible, we need to think about our relationship.
所以我们要问我们自己。
We ask ourselves.
那么今天我们要思想呢，我是蒙慈爱的儿女吗？
Today I want to think about is, am I the child who's been loved by God?
我们都是别人的儿女，对不对？
We are all children of others.
我们有没有人说我不是别人的儿女？
Anyone can say I'm not a child of others?
有没有？
Anyone?
如果有的话，这个人是不应该存在的。
If there is one, I don't think it should exist.
因为我们每一个人都是别人的儿女。
Because we all are children of others.
我们常常，我不知道哈，在教会里面慢慢看到，很多时候我们，你们有没有想过？你知道我碰到一些人呢、啊，他们真的是会告诉我说，你知道我这个小孩啊，我就是很不喜欢他的一个样子。
I have met some people. They will tell me, you know, this child of mine, I just don't like the way he is.
我就问他为什么。
Ask him why.
因为他说跟我一样。
Because he's just like me.
因为我看他就看见了我。
When I see him, I see myself.
那么有的时候我们做人的儿女，年轻，我们中间有年轻人哈。
There is a youth in our midst.
我们也常常听到人家说，他说，我就不希望是我妈妈那个样子。
They may say, I just don't like to be like my mother.
但是呢。我就越来越发现，我越来越像他。
But I realize more, the more I live, the more I like him.
有没有？
Is anyone?
好像我们就很难避免这些事情。
It seems we just can't avoid it.
那我就常常在想，为什么？
I often think why.
那我们中国人讲说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑，对不对？
So the Chinese says, if you live close to red, you become red. Close to dark, you become dark.
但是我们好像很多事情就是从我们父母，我越不想，越是从我们身上看见我们父母亲的样子。
Even though we don't like to see, but we're more, just more like our parents.
为什么？
Why?
圣经上告诉我们答案的。
There's an answer in the Bible.
神知道的。
God knows.
所以神为什么在从圣经上面他就讲说我们跟他之间的关系好像父亲跟儿女之间的关系一样。
And this is why God says our relationship with him is like the relationship between children and parents.
当心理学他们在做辅导的时候，他们就会问说你的原生家庭是怎么样。
So in psychological counseling they will ask you what is the original family like for you?
因为那个影响我们很大。
Because it has a great influence on us.
你也可以说是我们朝夕相处哈，朝夕相处，然后我们这个就这样子就像他了。
Because we live together every day, therefore we become like them.
而且我也发现很多时候有很多年轻人呢在找对象的时候。
Sometimes I see the young people when they're seeking for a spouse.
他们心里面就是希望找一个对象是跟他爸爸不一样的。
They want to find someone is not like their father.
或者是跟他妈妈不一样的。
Or just not like their mother.
但是最后呢，结果呢？
But they ended up.
你们有没有这个经历啊？
You have the same experiences.
很奇怪。
It's very strange.
那么圣经上让我们看见这个。儿女跟父亲之间的关系。
The Bible tells us the relationship between children and father.
盼望今天我们从圣经上面，你们可以要思想我们跟神之间的关系。
Of course, from the Bible, we need to think our relationship with God.
但是我们也可以看见我们跟我们的父母亲跟我们子女之间的关系。
We can also see the relationship between parents and children.
我是蒙慈爱的儿女吗
？Am I the child that's been loved?
刚才我们所念的约翰一书第二章28节，他说：“小子们呐、啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧；当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。”在这一节圣经，我们要推到前面去看。
In order to understand the verse 28, we need to go back.
他告诉我们，他说：“自有主有主的恩膏住在我们里面，然后这个恩膏会凡事教训我们。”
Whether there is a God's grace lived in us, and this will teach us.
那约翰在这里就告诉我们，他说这个他讲到一个真的或者是一个假的。
To hear John is telling us a true thing.
或者是假的哈。
Or is false.
那么他要我们住在主里面。
He wants us to abide in the Lord.
约翰在这里就是指的真理或者是谎言。
What is either we're talking about the truth or we're speaking of lies.
他告诉我们，我们起初所听见的，如果存在我们的心里，我们就住在主里面。
If we have heard and that we keep in our mind, then we are abiding in the Lord.
我们也住在父里面。
We also abide in the Father.
换句话讲，约翰要我们要相信父神所说的话。
In other words, John tells us to believe in what our Father, the God, has said.
不要听信谎言。
Do not listen to lies.
在约翰福音里面，他告诉我们谁是说谎的呢
？In here, he tells us who are the ones who teach falsehood.
主耶稣他说，那个撒旦啊，魔鬼啊，他从起头就是说谎的。
He says Satan, he started lying at the beginning.
那约翰在这里告诉我们说，我们是神的儿女，我们就要听信神的真理。
But John here tells us we are children of God, therefore we need to believe the truth.
我们今天在这个世界上听很多谎言的。
Today in this world we hear many many lies.
所以有很多时候你觉得说，哎，这个不是谎言嘛
？Something we think, no, this may not be lie.
比方讲说，这个撒旦他就让你知道，他说你还不错了，你可以靠着你自己做到。
Sometimes Satan will tell you you're not that bad, you can depend on your own ability.
然后撒旦也会告诉你，你就是你的主。
Satan will also, you are your own Lord.
我们常常也听到有人讲说，哦，我有自由。
Oftentimes people say, I have freedom.
所以我想做什么就可以做什么。
I can do whatever I wish.
圣经上不是这样子教导的。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
所以我们做神的儿女，我们要听神的真理。
As children of God, we need to listen to God's truth.
那么第一件事情我们要听的是什么呢
？But the first thing we need to listen.
我们就要听父告诉我们他是谁。
We need to listen to what a father tells us who he is.
请你们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Colossians 1:9.
第十节哈，在这里呢，是保罗听到了哥罗西教会的人他们那种爱主的心，然后他们信了主之后得救了之后，他就开始为他们祷告。
Here Paul speaks of the love the people in.They have in the church, and then after he heard it, he started praying for them.
他第一件事情为他们祷告什么呢
But the person he prayed for them.
他说：“自从我听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。”他在这里为他们祷告，就是说求神赐给他们属灵的悟性和属灵的智慧。
Here he is praying for them. He asking God to give him the knowledge and the discernment coming from God.
为什么
？Why?
要他们满心知道神的旨意，要他们能够认识这位神。弟兄姐妹，你是神的儿女吗？你认识这位神吗？你是从别人听来认识他呢，还是你自己去听他的话，从圣经上面看去认识他呢？
Did you know him from because you heard people talking?Or you know him because you read in the Bible, you get to know him.
所以主耶稣当他在世界上的时候，他问他的门徒一句话。
That's why when the Lord was in the world, he asked his disciples a question.
他说：“人说我人子是谁
？”What people say that son of man is?
哦，他们就说：“哇，他说有人说你是耶利米。”
Somebody says you are Jeremiah.
有人说你是这个以利亚。
Some says you are Elijah.
有人说你是那个大先知。
Some say you are the great prophet.
主耶稣就问他们说：“你们说我是谁
？”So, Jesus, what do you say who I am?
弟兄姐妹，你说他是谁
？So, brother says, what do you say who is he?
你认识这位父吗
？Do you know this father?
接下去在二十九节，他说：“你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。”
So in verse 29 it says, "If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him."
我们常常读这一节圣经的时候，我们是反过来了解他。
Often times when we read this verse, we understand from the opposite.
你们有没有看见，我们对圣经的认识啊？决定了我们在世界上怎么做事情。
So did you know that how we know understand the Bible determines how we do things in the world?
我们常常了解这一句话，我们是反过来，我们就是看我们自己是不是有义在我们身上，我们是不是行公义。
So when we read this, we often ask, "Am I righteous? Am I doing things that's in a righteous way?"
所以如果我没有的话
，If I'm not,
我就觉得说。我就想说，那我到底有没有重生啊？
Then I will ask, am I really born again?
啊，然后你就想说，哎，我以前举手啦。
Then you think, oh, I raised my hand before.
你叫我走出来，我也走出来啦。
I did stand up and walk out.
你叫我站起来，我也站起来啦。
You tell me to stand, I stood.
但是为什么我今天？我说我自己是个基督徒，但是我的行为却没有好像神的这个要求那个样子。
Why today, even I call myself a Christian, I did not meet God's standard.
那我到底有没有信主耶稣呢
？Did I really believe in Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹，我们了解这一句话，我们要从他的正面来看。
If we want to understand this, we need to look at this from a positive way.
他说：“你们若知道他是公义的
，If you know that he is righteous.
弟兄姐妹，你知道神是公义的吗？
So, brother, sister, do you know God is righteous?
什么叫做神的公义
？What is God's righteousness?
神的公义很简单的来讲
，very simply said，
就是说神是对的。
God is right.
每一件事情他都是对的。
Everything is right.
每一句话他都是对的。
Every word, every sentence is right.
我们人常常听到这个地方就开始有反弹了。
Sometimes when we talk about this, we begin to have opposite ideas.
不管你是怎么想
Doesn't matter how you think.
神的公义他的意思就是他讲的都是对的他所做的他所想的所有的事情都是对的
God's righteousness means whatever God says whatever God thinks he is right
所以你看圣经的时候他讲的每一句话他所做的每一件事情都是对的
That's why when you read the Bible everything he said everything he did they're right
这就是神的公义
This is God's righteousness
那么当他把他自己公义向我们显明出来的时候
When he has revealed his righteousness to us,
我们看见的是什么呢
What did we see?
我们从主耶稣的教导里面我们可以看见
We can see that from our Lord Jesus' teachings.
主耶稣告诉我们在登山宝训哈，在登山宝训就是马太福音五六七三章。
Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
那个地方，弟兄姐妹，很多人把那个地方当成一个，好像这是我们的目标哈。
Many people think about the Sermon on the Mount is our destination.
弟兄姐妹，那个不是，那个是神告诉我们他对我们的公义的要求。
That's not, but that what is God's demand for us.
我们从他所颁布的律法里面，我们也可以认识神的公义。
We get to know God's righteousness from the law that He has proclaimed.
我们也可以从他把耶稣道成肉身这件事情上面看见他的公义。
We can also see His righteousness in the fact that Jesus came to become man.
我们也可以看见主耶稣他过了一生之后，他被钉死在十字架上，三天以后从死里复活，这也表现出神的公义。
When we know that Jesus was nailed on the cross and resurrected after 3 days, that is also God's righteousness.
都是对的。
They're all correct.
我们今天活在这个世界上，
Today we live in this world.
神要求我们像他一样，
God demanded us to be just like him.
做每一件事情都是像他一样是对的。
So everything we do should be like him. Oh, they're all right.
我们讲的每一句话都是对的。
Everything we say should be right.
我们心里面所想的每一件事情都是对的。
All the things we think should be right.
不是今天世界上所说的我们讲说相对论啊，这个不是爱因斯坦的相对论，这是我们常常所说的，哇，你也对，我也对，他也对，大家都对，那到底谁对？
So it's not like we think things in relative terms. We say you are right, he's right, we're all right. So who is right?
所以谁都没有错。
Nobody is wrong.
不是的。
That's not true.
神就是我们最对错的标准。
So God is the standard.For right versus wrong.
而且神是我们最后的对错的标准。
God is the final standard.
是绝对的。
Is absolute.
你知道人为什么喜欢无神论呢？
Do you know why people like atheists?
因为把神丢掉了嘛。
Because they forgot God.
不是 forgot.
To abandon God.
哎，对。他为什么呢？因为把神丢掉之后就没有绝对了嘛。
So if they abandon God, then there's no absolute.
所以我有自由，我可以做我自己要做的事情嘛。
So I'm free. I'm free to do whatever.
对不对？
Is that right?
这就是我们人。
This is us people.
有一次有一个无神论的人。
There was once an atheist.
有一个基督徒就跟他讲主耶稣从死里复活的事情。
So a Christian told him about Jesus' resurrection.
他说。这个是绝对不可能的。
He said, "This is not absolutely impossible."
你们有没有做过这种事情？
Have you ever done that?
他不相信有绝对的事情。
He doesn't believe anything is absolute.
但是他自己却说这是绝对不可能的事情。
But he says, "This is absolutely impossible."
神的公义就是他所做的每一件事情，他所说的每一句话，他想的每一个想法都是对的。
God's righteousness is everything he did, every sentence he said, everything he thought, they are all correct.
所以约翰在这里是在讲什么呢？
So what's John saying here?
他说你如果知道神的公义是这样子的话，
If you know this is God's righteousness,
如果你今天在世界上能够看见一个人或者是看见你自己能够做得像他那个样子的话，
If today you see someone or see yourself can do just like God did,
你一定是从神所生的。
Then you are born of God.
你不可能靠着你自己可以做到。
You cannot do this by yourself.
弟兄姐妹，你们现在看懂了这句话了吗？
Now do you understand this?
如果你认识神的公义，
If you know God's righteousness,
如果你知道他所说的每一句话都是对的，
If you know that everything he said is right,
如果你知道他所做的每一件事情都是公义的，
If you know everything he did was righteous,
你知道没有一个人可以做到，
You know no one can do it.
只有一个方法，
There's only one way,
就是从他生下来，
is to be born of him.
这是尼哥底母所碰到的难处。
So this is the problem Nicodemus ran into.
尼哥底母他去见主耶稣，对不对？
So Nicodemus came to see.
啊，尼哥底母是一个很有学问的人啊。
He's a scholar.
他是教旧约的。
He teaches the Old Testament.
他教以色列人，他教犹太人他们的这个律法。
He taught the law to the Israelites.
他看见主耶稣所做的事情。
He see what Jesus had done.
他看见主耶稣所行的神迹。
He saw the miracle.
他就到他面前来。
So he came to Jesus.
他说你所做的这些事情
It's all the things you have done.
如果没有神的同在
If there's not God with you,
无人能行
Nobody can do it.
主耶稣怎么跟他讲
So what did Lord Jesus tell him?
主耶稣没有跟他讲、oh, yeah, 你要靠主就行了
He didn't tell them oh, you can just do things according to the Lord.
主耶稣告诉他人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
So Jesus told him, if one man is not born again, cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣告诉他，你如果不成为神的儿女，你永远没有办法做到这些事情。
So Jesus told him, if you cannot, if you do not become children of God, you can never see God's kingdom.
接下去我们看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因为曾认识他在这里呢约翰就告诉我们说他说你看父真的是他把所有的慈爱都他把所有的爱都给了我们
Here it tells you see the Father who has lavished us with all kinds of love
他的目的是什么呢
What's the purpose of it?
目的是就是叫我们成为神的儿女
so that we can be called children of God.
我们刚才讲了二十九节你如果知道神的公义
we just said in verse 29 if you know God's righteousness
你如果不成为神的儿女
if you do not become God's children
你不可能做到神所要求的义
you cannot come complete the righteousness demanded by God.
不要听信谎言。
Do not listen to lies.
不要听信谎言，所谓的人性本善。
Do not think about the people say human's nature is good.
那不是神的话。
That's not God's word.
但是当我们从第二十九节，如果我们看对了的时候，就像我刚才跟你们解释的。
If we understood Verse 29 correctly as Pastor have explained.
你知道那个地方会让我们谦卑下来。
Then it will humble us.
你会要求，你会跟神求神说，求你这个恩典临到我的身上。
Then you will beg God to have this grace upon us.
这就是重生。
So this is born again.
那第三章他就告诉我们说我们真的是神的儿女
So in chapter 3 it tells us we are truly children of God
儿女是什么意思呢
What's the meaning of children
我们中间很多人都有儿女、啊、
Many of us have children
我们很多时候就会发现这个很奇怪、啊、这个儿女、啊、就是会跟父母亲学
Sometimes we know that children will always imitate their parents.
他也不是有意的。
Doesn't do it purposely.
他有些时候他看见我们的样子，他就心里面想说，我就是不希望他，不希望像他这个样子。
Sometimes they see our image, they will say, I just do not want like him.
但是当你结婚的时候
，So when you get married,
你的配偶跟你处了。一两天之后
After your spouse has been with you for a couple of days,
他心里面已经有一个底了
So he or she may have some ideas now
他知道他说你看你就是跟你妈妈一模一样
So she'll say or he will say you know you're just like your mom
这是我们从人间所观察到的
This is what we observe among men
弟兄姐妹同意不同意啊
Do you agree, brothers and sisters?
如果你看到这些事情之后，你知道你很多事情容易解决了。
So when you see this, you understand this. Many things can be easily resolved.
但是在这里，父把他所有的慈爱，他给我们，使我们能够称为他的儿女。
in here, God has bestowed us all His love so we can be called His children.
他要我们像他。
He wants us to be like Him.
他要我们跟他一样。
He wants us to be just the same as He is.
最重要的，他要我们能够跟他相交。
Most important, He wants us to communicate with Him.
他要我们能够跟他，用英文讲就是 fellowship。
So we may have a fellowship with Him.
他要我们能够跟他团契。
So we may have fellowship with Him.
他不是要我们去守律法。
He's not asking us to obey the law.
他如果你知道，我自己常常在想啊，神明明知道我们是守不到律法。
God knows we cannot obey the law.
我们从旧约里面，我们看见以色列人彻底失败。
We can see that the Israelites completely failed in the Old Testament.
如果神还要求我们像以色列人一样要求我们遵守律法的话，
If God continued to demand us to obey the law like the Israelites,
我告诉你那是谎言。
I can tell that is a lie.
神他把他所有的慈爱，他把他自己都给了我们。
So God has given us Himself.
叫我们能够成为他的儿女、
so、that we can be his children.
他是要我们能够与他相交。
He wants us to fellowship with him.
就好像父母跟儿女之间的关系一样。
Just like the relationship between parents and children.
但是很可惜的。
But it's a pity.
我们人出了问题。
But we have problems.
我们在婚姻上出了问题。
But probably in our marriages.
所以影响到我们的儿女。
So it affected our children.
弟兄姐妹，你们做父母的。
So,Brother, sister, who are parents,
或者是我们中间有做不是做 teenager 哈，或者是做年轻人，其实你就是年轻人啊。
Or if you are teenagers, you are youth.
你有没有想想，你为什么不喜欢跟你父母亲讲话
？Have you ever thought why don't you like to talk with your parents?
我们中间有多少 youth?
How many youth are here? Would you raise your hand?
你知道我自己从圣经上面就是看的时候在想。为什么小孩子不太喜欢跟他的父母亲讲话
？When I read the Bible, I often ask, why do the children not like to talk with their parents?
你知道，我们很多时候，我们发现我们父母跟儿女之间的关系建立在一个管理上面。
Oftentimes, the relationship between parents and children are based upon control or management.
就好像守律法一样。
Is to obey the law.
我碰到一个年轻人。
I ran into a young man.
其实发现哈，很类似，大家都很类似哈。
People are similar.
他说我跟我父母亲没有什么可以谈的。
Is there nothing I can talk?
我说为什么呢
？With my parents, why?
因为他说我每次跟他在一起时，他就是问我功课有没有做好。
Because every time when we are together, I can have I done my homework.
房子有没有整理干净
？Have I cleaned the house?
还有什么
？What else?
有的人说有没有洗澡
Some say, oh, have you bathed?
有没有做这个有没有做那个
have done this, have you done that?
所以我们的儿女们就会讲说不太了解我的父母亲
so the children will say, I do not understand my parents.
这就是我们跟他在一起我们在一起就是谈这些事情
That's the only things we will talk about when we're together.
所以小孩子会喜欢跟他的朋友交谈
That's why they like to talk with their
所以小孩子喜欢听他朋友的话
They like to listen to their parents,
他不愿意听他父母的话
not their parents.
因为我们没有跟我们的儿女 交流
Because we do not have fellowship with our children.
我们要他们的就是守律法
We ask them to obey the law.
守我们的律法
Obey our laws.
所以我们也发现我们的儿女教导他们的儿女的时候也很类似
So if our children, when they teach their children, is similar like the way we did.
我在这里替年轻人请命啊。
So I'm going to beg on behalf of the youth.
你知道年轻人很希望能够认识他的父母亲。
Do you know that children wish to know their parents?
在他们小的时候。
When they were young.
他们看我们父母亲。
They looked at their parents.
哇，真的是很伟大。
So they're so great.
什么都能做。
They can do everything.
非常能干。
Very capable.
对不对？你们有没有看到小孩子在吵架的时候
？Have you heard when the children were fighting?
对不对？小孩子会比较。
Something with the children.
一个小孩子说：“我爸爸是开汽车的。
”One child says, "My father drives the bus."
然后另外一个小孩子说：“我爸爸比你爸爸还厉害。
”The the other child, my father is better than yours.
我爸爸会开战车。
My father can drive the worship.
那另外一个小另外一个小孩，他就说这些都没什么了不起。
So the other one said that's nothing.
我爸爸会开飞机炸你们。
My father can fly airplanes.
这是小孩子心里面对他父母亲的看法。
This is how the little kids look at their parents.
但是很多时候是我们自己把他 ruin 掉了，我们自己把他他对我们，他对父母亲的那种尊敬，那种慢慢就没有了。
It's oftentimes our parents ruined our children's image of their parents.
但是他们很希望，他们长大了之后，他们很希望说，我长大了之后希望能像我爸爸那个样子。
They actually think as I grow up, I wish to be like my father.
不是你在做什么。
It's not what you do.
不是你是一个伟大的工程师，也不是你是一个伟大的发明家，那是因为你是他的父亲。但是很多时候我们把他弄歪掉了。你知道我们跟神的关系也是这个样子。
So this is the same we have the relationship with God.
你知道神使我们成为他的儿女。
God made us to be his children.
神要我们更认识他。
He wanted us to know him more.
刚才哥罗西书那边就告诉我们说，我们怎么能够认识他。
In Colossians, teach us how to know him.
我们信，我们相信。
We believe.
我们也靠着神赐给我们的属灵的智慧和悟性。
We also depend on the discernment that was given to us.By God.
让我们能够认识这位神。
So that we may know him.
那么哥罗西书第一章第十节那边，他就告诉我们说什么呢？我们看一下哈。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
他就说，好叫你们行事为人，对得其主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
So that you may live in a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有看见保罗他并没有开始祷告，就说啊，我为你们祷告，叫你们行事为人对得起主，没有这样子祷告。
He didn't begin his prayer by saying, "I want to teach you how to live your life."
他说，我为你们祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。接下去说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
So he says, "We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way."
当我们成为神的儿女之后，
After we became children of God,
就好像我们在世界上的父母跟儿女之间的关系一样，
Just like the relationship between parents and children in the world,
你跟他相处，
You spend time with him,
这就是圣经上所说的你们要住在他里面。
That means you abide in him.
那住在他里面第一件事情就是你要去认识他。
To abide in him, the first thing you need to do is to know him.
你从圣经上面你越认识他，
The more you know him from the Bible,
你就越来越会，他就会让你行事为人对得起他。
He will teach you how to act and live in a worthy manner of him.
而且他会让你越来越认识他。
He will also let you get to know him more.
一样的。
That's the same.
所以弟兄姐妹，你现在明白了吗？
So, brother, do you understand?
你现在明白你跟你儿女之间的关系吗？
Do you understand your relationship with your children?
因为如果你是神的儿女，
If you are children of God,
那么你越跟他相处，你就越来越像他。
The more you spend time with him, the more you will be like him.
相不相信？
Do you believe in this?
接下去我们再看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。在这里呢，他就告诉我们将来。
Here he's teaching us
关于将来
about the future.
我不知道你们在公司里面做事啊，对不对？你去应征的时候
I don't know when you work in the company.
那么你去应征的时候，人家有没有问过你一个问题？
When go apply for a job, did they ask you a question?
人家问你说，哎，你五年之后你看你自己是怎么样？
Is it what you see yourself in 5 years?
有没有啊？
Have they asked you that?
你怎么回答他
？How did you answer？
啊，你说我将来五年之后我要做 CEO。
So, in 5 years I want to become the CEO。
然后你告诉他，你说五年之后我要这个啊，在这五年之内我要进修，然后拿到我的学位之后，我就要变成这个副总裁。
He says, in these 5 years I'm going to continue my study. As I get my degree, I want to be the vice president。
有没有把握？
Are you confident?
也许对方一听，哇，这个人是可用之才。
So maybe you after heard, oh, this one is usable.
这么上进。
It have a great future.
在这里，约翰告诉我们说，他说将来如何还没有显明出来。
Here John tells us as the future has not been revealed to us.
但是有一件事情约翰告诉我们他知道的
But one thing John tells us that he knows,
就是主若显现我们必要像他
So if God revealed himself to us we will be just like him
你们有没有想过像耶稣是什么样子
Have you thought about what it's like to be like Jesus?
啊，我们常常在讲说哇，将来我们度过这个一生之后
You will often say after this life is over.
啊，我们去一个地方。
We go to a place.
这个地方叫做天堂。
It's called heaven.
哎呀，在那里也没有眼泪了。
There's no tear there.
在那里也没有死亡啊。
There's no death there.
那在那里有什么呢
？What do you have in there?
在这里告诉我们说。我们必要像他。
Here it tells us we shall be like him.
你们认识耶稣吗
？Do you know Jesus？
当有一天你去到他那里，有一天，对不起哈，也许我说我自己好了。忽然有一天，我这个忽然被主接走了。
If one day suddenly I'm received by God，
那我在这个地方，在这个地上的时候，我把眼睛闭起来了。
I close my eyes on this earth.
但我到那边的时候，我把我眼睛打开了。
There,
那是属灵的眼睛哈。
That's a spiritual eyes.
那么我打开的时候，我认不认识主耶稣啊
？When I open my eyes, do I know Lord Jesus?
我知不知道哪一位是耶稣啊
？Do I know which one is Lord Jesus?
你认识他吗
Do you know him?
你是他的儿女
You are his children.
你认识他多少
How much do you know him?
到了第三节他说凡向他有这指望的就洁净自己像他洁净一样
Everyone who has this hope in him purify himself just as he is pure.
这就是我们在这个世界上我们要怎么走这一条路
This is how we're going to walk this journey in this world
不是守律法
It's not to obey the law
刚才我们念哥罗西书的时候很清楚很清楚
It was very clear when we read the Colossians
保罗为他们的祷告就是希望神赐给他们属灵的智慧和就是说他们的眼睛被打开
So Paul's prayer for them is to have a spiritual life and open their eyes.
他可以看见，可以认识这位父。
So they can see and know the Father.
你会被他改变。
You will be changed by him.
也就是你每天住在他里面。
That means you abide in him daily.
那就是你每天跟他在一起相处。
Is your everyday your fellowship with him?
你在这个世界上，你就会行事为人，讨他的喜悦。
Therefore, you can do things in this world that will be pleasing to him.
所以我们有这个指望。
So we have this hope.
我们今天活在这个世界上，我们要怎么样去过？
So, as we live in this world today, how do we live our lives?
他说，我们就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
So we are to purify ourselves as he is pure.
神跟我们讲一句话。
God told us one thing.
他说他是完全的。
He said he is perfect.
所以他希望我们也像他完全一样。
So he wants us to be perfect just like him.
我们能吗？
Can we be?
我们靠着我们自己能吗？
Can we be according to ourselves?
那么你有没有认识你这位父？你说他为什么这样子要求？
Did you know this God, your father, why does he demand you this?
他知道我们做不到的。
He knows we cannot do it.
但是他为什么这样子要求？
Why does he demand us?
神都是对的。
God is always right.
所以他 说这一句话绝对不会错的。
So when he said this, it cannot be wrong.
当神在创造亚当夏娃之后，
After God created Adam and Eve,
他告诉他们，
He told them,
他说我给你们预备好了所有的东西，对不对？
I have prepared for you everything.
在园中所有果子你都可以吃的。
All the fruits you can eat in this garden.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看。
So brothers, just think.
随时随刻你伸手摘了就可以吃了。
Anytime you just pick the fruit you can eat.
还不需要等到春夏秋冬。
You do not need to wait for the season.
在这边冬天的话没有果子的，对不对？
Here we don't have fruits in the.
树全部都掉光了。
They don't fall.
但是在神的园子里面。什么果子都有。
But in God's garden, there's all kinds of fruits.
而且没有春夏秋冬的。
There's no season changes.
四季都一样。
All seasons are same.
什么果子都可以吃。
Any fruit you can eat.
只有一件事情。
But there's only one.
在所有的果子里面。
Among all the fruits.
包括生命树的果子。
Including the.
他说你们都可以吃。
You can eat.
随意的吃。
As you wish.
但只有一棵树的果子你们不要吃。
But there is only one tree, the fruit you cannot eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because if you ate it, you shall die.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过这个事情？
Have you thought about this?
你们有没有看到小孩子身上？
Have you seen in the children?
对不对？我们发现小孩子我们发现父母亲真的是辛苦啊，劳碌啊，想尽了办法，不管是怎么样。为的是什么？
So all the parents, we work hard, we labor. What's the purpose for?
我们不希望我们小孩子愁吃愁穿。
We do not want our children to worry about what to wear, what to eat.
我们就希望他们怎么样？
What do we wish them for?
你们希望他们什么？
What do you wish them?
啊，很多父母就说，好好念书。
We wish them to study hard.
但是你有没有发现？
But did you discover?
你为他预备了，什么都为他预备的好好的。
You have prepared him everything perfectly.
他就偏偏要走他自己的路。
But he will only walk his own way.
很多时候让我们做父母的很伤心呢，对不对？
It hurts the being as parents.
所以我们就常常拉到我们的儿女这样子讲啊。
So often we took our children.
啊，你看我做牛做马。啊，你看我在外面工作这么辛苦，然后被人家歧视。啊，我就希望你能好好念书，然后你将来有成就。啊，你能够进 MIT， 你能够进
Harvard。
他就是不听。我们是不是很像？很像啊，我们都很像啊，是不是？
Are we all the same?
我们跟神也是这个样子啊。
It's the same way with God.
神为我们预备好了所有的事情。
God has prepared us everything.
神为亚当夏娃预备好了所有的事情。
God prepared all things for
everything. 你要吃什么就有什么。
Whatever you want,
eat. 而且还有生命树的果子。
Including tree of life.
还要什么？
What else do you want?
就是一句谎话。
Just one lie.
他就背离神。
They abandoned God.
你们还记不记得在圣经里面，主耶稣有一次给三个他讲一个家族哈，分给三个仆人，对不对？
Do you remember that Jesus said once there was a master, he divided for his
一个五千块钱，
one he gave 5,000 talents,
一个两千块钱，
one 2,000。
然后最后一个一千块钱，
the last one was 1,000。
这个五千块钱听了之后，拿了之后，听了他的话就去做生意去了。
So the one who took the 5,000 listened to him and went to do business.
然后又赚了一倍。
And he earned double the money.
然后第二个呢，听了他的话之后，就拿着这两千块钱去赚钱。
So the second also took the 2,000 and went to earn more money.
然后他也赚了一倍。
He also doubled the money.
只有这个一千块钱的这个。
Only the one was 1,000.
他就把它埋在地里面。
So he buried underground.
等到他的主人回来的时候，
so when his master came back,
跟他算账，
they were gonna count with him.
最后算到他的时候，
when they get to his turn,
他说主人啊，
he said, master,
他说我知道你是一个很厉害的人，
I know you are a very shrewd person,
很凶悍的人，
and a very angry person.
你没有放的你要去拿，
But you did not earn, you won't take it.
你没有种的，你要去收。
You did not sow, you won't harvest.
他说：“所以我很害怕。”
I'm very fearful.
因为怕他自己失去了这，做生意失败了怎么办？对不对？
I was afraid of fail if I do business.
所以我把他埋在地里面了。
So I buried him in the underground.
这个家族就跟他讲。
So this master told him.
他说：“你这个恶仆。”
Say you're an evil servant.
他说我要凭你的话来定你的罪。
I'm going to condemn you according to your words.
那个地方是这个人，这个仆人对他家族，我不知道他从哪里听来的哈。
I don't know how this person learned from about his.
他就是认为他这个家族是一个很凶悍的人。
So he thought his master was a very angry.
而且他知道这个家族是一个很不讲理的人。
He's very unreasonable.
这是谎话。
That's a lie.
我们做神的儿女。
As children of God.
我们不可以听信谎话。
We cannot listen to lies.
我们要听他的真理。
We ought to listen to his truth.
我们要知道他自己告诉我们他是谁。
We need to know what he tells us who he is.
我们要认识他。
We need to know him.
如果你认识他，
If you know him,
你越认识他的公义，
and know his righteousness,
你越认识他的圣洁，
the more you know about his holiness,
你越认识他，他对人的要求，
you know more about his demands of us,
你就知道，如果不是从他生下来的，不可能像他的。
Then you would know if it's not born of him, cannot be like him.
不可能的。
Impossible.
我们常常跟人家讨论的时候，人家讲说自由意志啊，自由意志。
So oftentimes when we discuss with people, they talk about the free will.
哦，我们人以为我们有自由意志。
So we have a free will.
我们先不仔细的去讨论。
We're not going to discuss in detail.
但是如果你认识神的公义的时候，
But even though God's righteousness,
告诉你，你就会知道他拣选你真的是他的恩典。
Then you would know the reason that he chose you because of his grace.
我们成为他的儿女，
And we become his children,
就是靠他的恩典。
It also depends on His grace.
我们没有一个人配得成为他的，做他的儿女。
None of us is worthy of to be His children.
如果不是他从高天伸手把我们从大水中拉起来，
If He did not extend His hand and pick us up,
我们每一个人都要死亡的。
We all shall perish.
我们每一个人都要永远的灭亡。
We shall all perish forever.
但是因为他的慈爱，
Because of his love,
所以他把我们救出来，
So he saved us,
让我们成为他的儿女，
So we can be his children.
弟兄姐妹，你想不想认识他？
So brother and sister, do you want to know him?
你是他的儿女。
You are his children.
你想不想认识他？
Do you want to know him?
我们每次来到教会敬拜。
When we come to worship in church,
我们在每天的生活当中。
In our everyday lives,
我们心里面真的是有没有一个渴慕？
Is there a desire in us?
想要认识他。
Desire to know him.
因为我们知道
Because we know,
如果我们越认识他
the more we know him,
我们就越来越像他
the more we'll be like him.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
天父我们感谢你
Lord we thank you.
你让我们明白你自己的话
Taught us to understand your words.
你激动我们的心
You stir up our hearts.
那个做儿女的心
The hearts to be children.
让我们更希望能够认识你
Let us to want to know you more.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of our Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen.